Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And, I'd love to say that I just had a quiet week. But I haven't really. I haven't been out much, but it's not been quiet. I'll tell you what, the best thing to do, and thanks so much to Math for sending this through. Let's kick off this week's show, which is a show of two halves, Tony.
Okay.
With Dirtbox Disco burning. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dirtbox Disco. That's the first time I've heard of that band. They sent me something through saying, would you be interested in hearing one of our tracks? I said, yes, I would. They sent one and that was it. I'm sure you'll agree. It was an excellent decision.
Nice.
What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DirtboxDisco.
It is. Tony Wong, probably be internet nil. If I'm slurring, it's because I haven't had a drink for nearly a week.
Really?
It's affecting. I've lost loads of weight. My trousers nearly fell down in Electric Town Centre yesterday. It wasn't like that.
Okay.
Yeah, we will be playing more from Dirtbox Disco in future weeks. I'll have more information about them in future weeks. I want to tell you a bit about the show this week, Tate. It's in two halves. The first four songs are like a little miniature Punky on its own. And then the second half of the show, I am dedicating to bands that we have CDs for that are going to be in. I'm calling it the Christmas competition. It's kind of a Christmas New Year competition. In that, we won't announce the winners till early in the new year of the competition, but we do a competition once a year with loads of CDs, etc., etc. And the second half of the show features four of the bands that are available on CD in the competition. Quite exciting, isn't it?
Mm.
Cool. And things kind of mold together, they meld together, they mash together quite well this week, Tate. Everything sort of... You'll see what I mean. Now, I've got in this section, as has become traditional, a poetry corner for you.
Okay.
Which I'm very, very pleased about. Thank you very much once again to Joni H. Giz. If you do have a poem for us, because we do sometimes get them from other people other than Joni H. Giz, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. Here comes this week's Hey P&T. Punky's great, let there be no rebuttal. top tunes, wisecracks and loads of smottle. Keep us all entertained while you're both quite restrained, laying off launching the big pink hand shuttle. And that's from Joni H's, the Farringdon Fur Trader. Once again, managing to get in rock and roll and masturbation into about five lines. Well done, Joni. And please do keep them coming, darling. I'd like to know who you are, though. It is a mystery. You are a mysterious woman. That's really all I've got for this bit. I'm going to get on with the next bit. I've got a feeling we're going to be talking more in the second half. So
okay.
If it's all right with you. Next track is by a band called De Keef Men. And it's come via Dirty Water Records, but this is a, I say vinyl only release, it's not, it's a little Spanish label that only bring things out on vinyl and that they don't bring them out on CD, but the songs are available for download. What I want to know is, what is De Keef Men's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/De Keef Men?
It is, and it's DEKEEFMEN. Tony 2, poorly be an internet nil. All the way from Holland via Spain, this is Be That Guy. Listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got, I don't know what you've got this week, you got Podcast Alley comments?
A couple of Podcast Alleys.
Excellent.
Thanks for everyone for your votes. Please don't forget, do leave us your Podcast Alley votes or leave us a comment on our Facebook wall. Here's how you do all that. Firstly, Podcast Alley, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if so wish, and you'll be voting for the Podcast Alley. Please do vote for us, an early Christmas present. Turn to a belief. If you don't like Podcast Alley, then go to Facebook, facebook.com, search for Punky Radio. We're the radio station page. Like our page and leave us a comment on our wall. Alternatively, if you on the Google Plus, please go there, gplus.2/punkyradio. Like our wall. No, not like our wall, just write on our wall. I think you can like a wall on Google Plus.
But anyway, I think you can like a wall.
Can you?
Yeah. I like the Great Wall of China.
It's a fine wall.
And I like Wall's ice cream.
Again, about Wall sausages.
I also like Max Wall.
But not a big fan of Wall sausages?
Oh, no, yeah, Wall sausages, marvellous, yeah. So that's four walls right there. Let's keep this within four walls, Tony. You can't come. Oh, I'm good.
And here are the two comments we've had this week. Finally got around to voting. Keep up the good work. From Phil Bales. Thank you very much, Phil Bales.
Thank you very much, Phil. More information next time, Phil.
Yeah, who are you?
We like it when you let us know what songs you like and that, and then we try and get the stuff you want on.
And finally, I'm misjudgmental, making my mouth all funny. From Woody B3.
Look at my dog, I'm funny!
Thank you very much, Woody. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Woody. Yeah, I'm afraid that the judge has been retired because of a lack of cinnamon gum in the flat. Some of you who are more recent listeners won't know about Judgmental. You're going to have to go back a long way. But we haven't done a Judgmental for ages, have we?
At least a year, I think. Or maybe
you think it's that long?
Maybe a bit less than that.
I should think it is probably a year. Perhaps the judge will resurface in the new year, especially for Woody. If you let us know when your birthday is, Woody, we'll do a Judgmental special for your birthday.
Ah.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
That's a great idea.
Of course.
You'll need something to judge, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
But we have time.
That's true.
Unless his birthday's tomorrow, in which case we're fucked.
Yeah.
Why are you reading those out? Do you know what I was doing?
Are your trousers still up?
Oh, you're good. I was looking at my knob.
Hey!
Yeah. Just looking, not touching. You know, I'm not...
No, you're not perverted or anything. Just looking.
Nah. Nah. Right, do you know what? Do you fancy an early Christmas number?
Yes.
Yeah, this is right. This is yet another demo from an album that's going to be coming out by The Scourge next year. And I have some very interesting news about The Scourge, because it looks like me and Captain Marbles, the man behind The Scourge, may be collaborating on my next CD.
Ooh!
He may be recording it for me. We've just had a couple of chats. But this afternoon about it. So there'll be information about that next year. The CD, so just to give you a little clue, is going to be called Songs in the Key of Death. It's very much a children's party album.
Nice.
But anyway, this came through. I've got a bit of information about this, the song that we're about to play. The song's called Grandad's on Fire, right? And this is what he's done. Marbles is he's done a little sort of blurb on every song. He's sent through loads of songs. He's done a little bit of blurb on each one. I just thought I'd read this one out. Grandad's on Fire, song 30. Jeez. Well, originally, in about 2002-ish, The Hood wrote this as an instrumental. I sort of remembered the music, and he called it Grandad's on Fire. I don't remember any lyrics being written to this, so I did my best to remember the tune and made up some words, again, about a rubbish Christmas from my early teens. Although I never set my granddad alight, he actually died on a Thora Heard stairlift.
No.
So I'm glad we've got that clear, though. With that in mind, Tony, here comes a little bit of fun for you now, a little bit of Christmas cheer. And actually, this song, there's a bit of this song that sounds a little bit like Friend or Foe by Adam and Ant. I'll say Adam and Ant then, Adam Ant. In that sort of down, 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 down. Oh, it doesn't matter. Grandad's on Fire.
Fire. don't think he'd mind. He's in a coma, dreaming of jelly and his hernia. It's only a test. I won't need any Semtex, just some Castrol GTX to set the bugger alight. Granddad's on fire. Granddad's on fire. Up some lard. Tina's in the corner drumming up Lucifer. I can't help myself. I don't think it's cruel setting alight this dribbling old fool. Nan suss me out, she can see it on my face. Turns on the telly. Fuck me, it's cannon and ball. She's laughing out loud every time she hears Rock on Tommy. I've had enough. There's gonna be two burning bodies. Granddad's on fire. Granddad's on fire. Granddad's on fire. Granddad's on fire. Burn, baby, burn. 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 Burn, baby. Come on, I'm gonna stoke it up. Yeah, that's lovely. Just a few little bits of wood. Some paper. Investors, bit of lighter fluid, yeah, all over. I'm ready to go. Don't wake up, son, because you're going to blow.
Affenschwanz.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the basses with Tony.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. I've decided to say it a little bit different each time. I will probably forget in the second half of the show. That was a Scourge. Granddad's on fire. What we'll know is, Tony, what is the Scourge's website?
Thescourge.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony 3 poorly being the internet now. I think the Scourge will be updating their website next year. Marbles when he's not working for me.
Nice.
Have time. They are just a great band. Great fun. Like them a lot. Absolutely brilliant, etc. Now, did you do anything last week?
Bought a house.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we signed the papers last week and I paid the deposit today, so I think technically it's tomorrow we buy it, but
yeah,
it's all done by the shouting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that mean we're going to finally be able... No, we're not going to be able to shut up about houses now.
No, because we'll be renovating for 3 months.
We've been working on the house. Congratulations on having somewhere to live, Tony.
Thank you.
I wish I had your money. So, anything else?
No.
Are you happy with the house? Is it the house you wanted?
Yeah. It'd be nice if it wasn't such a big renovation project and we could just move in. But we're going to get the keys and then not move in. So that's a bit odd. But apart from that, yeah. It's because we can make it how we like and it'd be fun. But it would, you know. It'd be nice if we could just move in and it's all nice and done and we could just...
You don't want to leave it empty, long sunshine, especially over winter. Squatters, frozen pipes, nightmares.
I know. Well, it's been empty for 6 months.
Already, oh, brilliant.
Because the people who owned it died. So it's been empty for a while.
What road is it on? Amityville Boulevard. And this is the house you wanted, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Right. I did, I've done very little over the last week because I got a bit of a gum infection.
Ooh.
And last Thursday, went to the doctors and went, oh, got a gum infection. They went, oh, you have as well, right, antibiotics. I went, oh, bollocks. Because they said, this is a particular antibiotic you're getting, Paul. You really, really mustn't drink alcohol with it. I went, oh, you're saying that, you know. Just, no. Lots of them, we say that, and you can. It just doesn't make the antibiotic work as well. If you drink alcohol with this one, you will projectile vomit through your nose.
That's very specific.
And I thought, I don't really fancy that.
No.
So anyway, when I went to pick it up, I handed the pharmacist the bit of paper, and he went, on no account must you have alcohol with this. It's like, do they look at my face and think, this bloke doesn't give a fuck? Quite possibly. I went, it's all right, the doctor's already warned me. He goes, no, I mean it. If you drink alcohol with this, you will projectile vomit through your nose. Enough. I don't want to projectile vomit through my nose. So what I ended up doing was I stayed in all week. I thought, I can't face going down the pub and not drinking. I'll just stay in. Fuck me, I've got loads done. It's amazing what you can achieve when you're sober.
Yeah.
I've lost loads of weight. I feel fantastic. I'm falling off the wagon. Now, for those of you listening in the future, i.e. on Podunk Radio, this has already happened. But as of for you last Wednesday, but for me tomorrow, I'm falling off the wagon in quite spectacular style. I'll tell you about it in the second half of the show, but on Battersea Barge with Harry Hill.
Nice.
That's the way to break your bock, my friend. Brilliant. All right, so anyway, so that's basically, I mean, I did loads of things last week, but they're not really important. I'm going to get on with the next song, is that all right?
That's fine.
This is another one from the new Johnny Throttle album, which I think is called Lost Sputnik, isn't it? We did play a track by them week four last. I wanted to play this one as well. Basically, I'm not going to play too many more because I want you to buy the album. It's absolutely brilliant. What I'll know is, Tony, what is Johnny Throttle's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle?
No, MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle 000. Stay tuned for Camp David and Limousine after this. Because, Tony, guess what?
What's that?
I want to be your ex.
I ain't trying to be your lover. I ain't trying to be your man. I just want to make you see. It's time for you to understand. Cause you walked out on me before. But you're in my future. I wanna be your ex.
one-way ticket to Fishtown.
Camp David and Limousine. What I'll know is, Tony, what is Camp David's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Camp David?
It is indeed, and Camp is spelled with a K. It's Tony for Poorly Being Instead One. This is turning into a bit of a thrashy. This is from the album Red Hotel, which is the first track on it, but actually it does also feature the song Red Hotel. And I can't remember the other track we played off this. It might have been Get Out of My Tree. It might have been The City. But anyway, that is one of the CDs in this year's Christmas competition, as are the rest of the tracks we're playing on this show are all in it. I'll give you the full rundown of what's in it in the last section. But for the time being, I just want to say, when you're on your own in a house for 4 or 5 days, when you're not used to being on your own in a house for 4 or 5 days, you start saying things to yourself. Do you remember that song? That sort of rap dance song. Who's in the house? Who's in the house? Do you remember that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. I was singing that to myself, going, who's in the house? Me. Who's in the house? Who's in the house? Me. Who doesn't want to be in the house? Fucking me. Anyway, just a personal thing. You got any gigs?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, did I say you're listening to Dr. Slaggerby underneath us right now? Thank you for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I have now. You got any gigs?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street in London. Here we go from Friday. So on Friday the 16th, we have Jack, Toxic Slut, The Ted Army, Le Tossers, and The Fish Mittens. It's a London calling night.
Hey, sounds brilliant already. I really like the name of the band, Le Tossers.
Le Tossers.
We are Le Tossers. Oh, I wish you could go.
It's Friday night in London.
I feel sorry for Jack. He's on his own.
I know. But he's got the Toxic Slut to look after him, so you know.
He has, yeah, fair enough.
How much do you think that is on a Friday night?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
And Saturday, it's another London call-in night.
Wow.
The Bleach Boys, Honeykill, Checkpoint Charlie, and more to be confirmed. How much do you think that
well,
is?
Well, if you don't go to that, you're an idiot.
Exactly.
The Bleach Boys are fantastic. I'm just sorry that we... Oh, actually, I heard from John the other week. He's John with the Bleach Boys, saying that they've got a new single out, got another couple of singles coming out, or the tracks anyway, that we're going to be getting hold of.
Oh, cool. I'm
very excited about.
How much do you think it
Six
was
quid.
It is.
£6. £6.
It is.
Nice.
And on Sunday, Michael Malarkey, Oliver Seymour Marsh, and Jez Gerard from Million Dollar Quartet, and Miraculous Mule, and C.A. Smith. Sounds quite a lot.
50 pence.
Nope. £5.
Oh, well, I'd have been wrong anyway. I'd have gone £6 normally.
Yeah.
It's the old 665 this week. Oh, well, I don't know about that one.
No. No idea.
I can't really say anything about it. I don't know about that one. I kind of know about Friday and Saturday, but I don't know about that one. It's a show of mystery.
You could take a punt on it. Or you could go see London Calling Nights. Don't know. That concludes what
I really like the idea of Toxic Slut and Le Tossers.
Le Tossers.
Can't turn down the Bleach Boys, man. They're fantastic live. That's all I have to say on the subject. Does that conclude
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar?
Yep. Well, that was rather disjointed and awkward, wasn't it?
Yes.
Right. Here's another track from one of the albums that we're going to be giving away in this year's Punky Radio Christmas / New Year competition. And I've managed to put it down. Hey, where's it gone? Oh, it's there. This is from an album called Sectariana by a band called Nephrak. Now, Nephrak, are you ready for some metal?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of metal. It's kind of metal, sort of rock metal, I'd say, rather than heavy. I'm not very good at my metal genres. Anyway, a lot of the songs on here are quite long in metal style. So I've picked out the ones that are quite short. Now, you know how the last band, Camp David, the song was called Limousine?
Yeah.
Well, this band by Nephrak is called The Surge.
Mm.
Can you see what's happened here? That we've played a song by The Scourge already, and this is The Surge. And Camp David Limousine. I wonder if there'll be anything coming up with Limousine later on the show.
Ooh.
Who knows? It all melds together so well. What is Nephrak's website?
Nephrak.com?
It is. Tony5 pulled me an internet one. Thanks very much to Manila PR, and particularly Tony, that not you. No offence. For really, really helping us out all this year and sending through some of the CDs for the competition. Enjoy this. This is The Surge.
Celebration of the day liberty, I feel alive.
Listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thank you, Tony. We're doing such a good job on the beds this week. Yeah, that was Nefrak. Now then, mate, are you doing anything this week?
Getting ready for a holiday. Ending, closing down all the stuff with work and getting all this bits and pieces done, getting the house keys and then buggering off.
It's odd, isn't it? You buy a house, they go to another country.
Yeah.
One of the funniest things I did while I was married and living in Mansfield was I've told you this story before, but we were going on holiday, and while we were gone, we asked my ex-wife's Uncle Morris to paint the house. We gave him the colours we wanted and we couldn't get them exactly, and when we came back he painted it bright orange. It looked like it'd been tango. Do you remember? It's fantastic. He was going, what do you think? I went, I love it. And after that, all I ever had to say, I could just get into a taxi and manage, where are you going? Orange house.
Nice.
Take you straight there. If you think you're getting the house painted, Tony, be very careful about getting Uncle Morris to do it.
Okay.
So I've got a massive week this week.
Okay.
Massive week. Wednesday night, Fantasy Barge, myself, Harry Hill, and to further make things really bizarre, Tinky Winky the Teletubby is doing a gig. Fantastic. It's sort of a private party, so he's like, I can't give you ticket information. It's already sold out. They must have known I was on. I don't think it's Harry or Tinky. I think it's Paulie that sold the tickets. It's going to be mental. I'm staying over as well. I'm going to get in a right mess. And then on Thursday, Tony, I've done some gigs in my time. Thursday night, I've got my Christmas show at my mate Steve's pub in Luton. But before I get there, I've got a gig on Thursday afternoon. Have you got any idea what I'm doing on Thursday afternoon?
No.
I'm doing the Metropolitan Police Murder Squad Christmas party.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic. I can't tell you where it is, obviously. Well, I can, because by the time you hear this, I'll have done it, but it doesn't matter. But yeah, Metropolitan Police Murder Squad Christmas party. I'm just looking forward to it so much. A mate said to me this afternoon, he said, what are you going to do if you die on stage? I went, oh, nothing. I'll just say I fell down a flight of stairs. So that's Thursday. Friday, I'm doing my comedy show in Hitchin. Sorry, the Thursday show features Reverend Obadiah Steppenwolf III, and Chris Purchase and Clyde West and maybe Harriet Bowden and me. Friday night is just the Reverend doing an extended set and Mark Felgate, who's actually the fourth go I've got going the opening act. The opening act was supposed to be James Sherwood, then he dropped out. So then it was Andrew O'Neill, then he dropped out, so it was Paul Carenza. He dropped out within 48 hours, and now I've got Mark Felgate. So fuck knows who I'll have by Friday. Saturday is James Sherwood and the Reverend Obadiah Stedman III. Sunday is at the Pad in Bedford. I'm doing their Christmas show, and that features Simon Munnery, Years Valley Singles Club, and a couple of other acts from Bedford. It's all acts from Bedford except me. I'm the only one not from Bedford. And next Monday, the 19th, of December, which I realise some of you will be listening to now on the 19th of December, I am doing my Christmas show at The Garage at Highbury Corner in North London. That features Danny Ward, Kate Lucas, and anyone else who shows up, really. So I'm going to be knackered.
That's a big week.
It is a big week. It's a good job I've had a small week to make up for it, really. So yeah, anyway, that's that. Beg pardon.
Nice.
Now, did you hear that?
Yeah, felt it.
Oh, crikey. I've just burped across the world. Next up, another band that we've got their album to give away in this year's Christmas and New Year competition, band called Sweet Jane, who, now we played a track by them before and I think I said it sounded a bit like U2. The one we're playing this time, I think, sounds a bit like Jesus and Mary Chain.
Okay.
Or as Claire Grogan on Six Music once famously said after saying they were her mates, of course I'm good friends with Jesus and the Mary Chain. Twat. I used to fancy her in Gregory's Girl as well. Mind you, it was 1983, long time ago. Yeah, so I think this sounds a little bit like Jesus and Mary Chain. I don't think they'd mind me saying that. This is from their album Sugar for My Soul. This is in the competition. I'll tell you what's going to happen after this song. In the meantime, Tony, guess what?
What's that?
You're making this hard.
I'm
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I said that normally because it's sort of the last section now and I've gone all fucking normal. That was Sweet Jane, and you're making this hard. That CD can be winging its way to you when you answer a question I'll be posing very shortly. I want to run through what we've got in the competition for... Oh, you haven't got a twat this week, have you?
I haven't, no.
Why don't you just explain that and then I'll do the competition stuff.
Okay. Yeah, so no twats this week, so please do email me some twats, preferably before the weekend, if that would be great. I need the twats' name, where they're from, and a reason. Email me tony@punkyradio.com, and I'll reply to emails and read them out. So please do get them through, maybe Christmas twatting. Please do that.
Yeah, you need some instant twatting, don't you?
Please, yeah.
Got to make next week's show a little bit early, so if you have a festive twat, make sure Tony knows about it as soon as possible.
Yep.
Christmas competition time, Tony.
Okay.
It's Christmas stroke New Year competition. Now, so what we've got is... I'm going to give away the last band we're playing very soon. What we've got? We've got the Sweet Jane Sugar For My Soul album. We've got the Nephrax Sectariana album. We have got October Sky, Hell Isn't My Home. October Sky from Hitchin.
Okay.
Interestingly. Yeah, we've also got the Center Excuse promotional copy only, not for rig sale, but you can give it away in a competition. Track called Don't Let Go, which is out on newmotion-records.com. We have Camp David Red Hotel. We've got Among Brothers Homes, that came through from the States. We've got 10 O'Clock Horses album.
Okay.
Through the Years, one that we got off them last, about this time last year, in fact, when the mill shut. That was a shame. I also have That's Not Skanking, TNS Punk and Scar fanzine, Monsters postcards, a Monsters poster, and two t-shirts. Jeremiah Weed t-shirt, which is a collector's first edition, and a limousine t-shirt, Tony.
Nice.
Pre-shrunk, 100% cotton, 100% class. Featuring the cover of their album Evil Love on it. And thank you very much to Limo Dean for sending us that, because the last track we've got on this week's show is also by Limousine. Because you know we played Camp David Limousine, now we're playing Limousine. So we had the Scourge and the Surge and Limousine and Limousine. See what I've done?
Nice.
However, before we play this Limousine song, I have a question to pose you. Answers must come to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Christmas competition. You've got a couple of weeks to do this. We're not going to announce the winners until the new year, so you've basically got until December 31st to enter the competition. What I want to know is, what is the B-side to the track we're about to play? The track we're about to play is called Deep Fried Love. It came on a limited edition CD with two tracks. The B-side is possibly on the show in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, nice.
This is a devilish question. But all I want to know is, what is the B-side to Limousine's Deep Fried Love? Or what is the second track, if you like? Send me that. Send me your name and address. I know that you're going to win it and you're going to be from Australia or just the moon or somewhere. It's going to cost me 5 million quid in postage. But anyway... send me all your details and the answer to the question, what is the B-side stroke track 2 to Limousine's Deep Fried Love single? Answer to paulieb@punkyray.com, titling your email Christmas competition. All clear?
Clear.
Here we go then. First of all, what is Sweet Jane's MySpace page?
myspace.com/sweetjane.
No, myspace.com/officialsweetjane, making it Tony5, poor of the internet too. And finally, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
myspace.com/limousine.
It is indeed. It's been a festive thrashing. Tony6, poorly beat, and the internet too. This is Deep Fried Love. So that was the fantastic limousine and deep fried love, Tony.
Cool.
Very, very cool indeed, and a very good addition. I should also mention that there'll be more CDs in the competition as well, because we are going to get a copy of the Comity CD, the Polish band we played last week, and we will be playing another one of their tracks soon as well. And there'll be one or two other things as well. I might even throw him on my own again. It makes sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Could you just remind people about iTunes, please?
Yeah, please do review us at iTunes. Few reviews make a massive amount of difference. We haven't had a new one in a while, so please do review us. 5 stars, even though, obviously. Easiest way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Open that. It will open up iTunes on our music store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in, which is free. You need an iTunes account. Do that. Log in. Review us. 5 stars only. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature you on the show.
Very good. And can you just run through the internet stations who carry this show? I was going to say this wonderful show. I meant to say the wonderful internet stations that carry this tawdry show.
Sure. Okay, we're on Hussy Skunk 3 times a week, which is hussyskunk.com. We're on the Internet Talk Superstation, which used to be called Roach Radio, which is talksuperstation.com. We're on Friday nights. On Mover Radio, movaradio.com. We're on Channel 2, the hard drive, and again Friday nights. And finally, we're on Podunk, podunkradio.com. We're on Mondays, 4 p.m. Central Time. When we're not on all those shows, there's all the great shows and music, so do check them out.
Yes. Sorry, I was miles away.
Are you looking at your knob again?
No, oh, I wasn't. I need to be pretty close for that. My friend listened to the show last week and she couldn't listen all the way through. She said she was too polite to get to the end.
Okay.
I'm calling that a 5-star review, my friend. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't.